2040 at Burnside and St. Clair eastbound.
And what's got you tied up there?
Well, I think they just let go, but my interlocks were not letting go. And the bus won't go into drive. The lights did go off this time, and it just went into drive. But what's happening is when I pull up to a stop and I open the door, when I close the doors, the lights don't go off and the bus won't move. And I tried turning it off and turning it back on again, but it still stayed stuck for a bit.
All right. Is this happening every time, or is this the first time it's happened?
This is the second time it happened. The first time it happened, I thought, whoa, this is just weird. But then it happened again, only this time I was actually stuck.
All right. Copy that. I stand by just a minute. Okay, so unfortunately we're right in the middle of shift change for the road mechanics, so I don't have any right at this moment, but do the best you can with it, and we'll try to have you seen at Burnside and 94th. So look for the mechanic there.
Okay, and I'm set to be relieved at 82nd, so I can pass that on to the oncoming person.
Okay, copy that. And I'm not sure if it's going to be this trip or next. It might be next. So have them look for the truck this trip if we can get them to come out early, or in a trip if not.
Okay, sounds like my cue.
All right, good. And what I would probably do with Big Tech having this issue is only lower the bus if you absolutely have to. So only the bus if somebody requires it, so try not to lower every single time.
Okay, I'm kind of used to it from doing the two, so I will remember not to lower it unless I have to.
Yeah, and it could also be varying pressure on the service brake, because that's what ultimately releases your interlocks. So if you do have the problem again, try pressing the pedal hard or try pressing it soft, and just try varying the pressure, because that's probably what I think it might be, that switch is getting worn out.
Okay, thank you.
All right, good luck. 1316.